I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Millions of Mexican children returned to school today for the first time since late April. The schools have been closed in an effort to control the spread of the H1N1 swine flu. That virus has now spread to at least 30 countries, and the World Health Organization today said that it's still watching the situation to see if a sustained pandemic is inevitable. Meanwhile, a new WHO study suggests that the number of people infected in Mexico likely runs in the tens of thousands, and the analysis suggests that the virus could cause a pandemic similar to the severity of the 1957 Asian flu. Christoph Fraser is the lead author of that study. He's also an epidemiologist at Imperial College in London. I think one of the key questions, Dr. Fraser, about this virus has been just how deadly it is. I mean, at first, the reports from Mexico suggested it was killing people at a very high rate. You have gone back, calculated the fatality rate. What did you find?
So, I mean, I agree it's a key question. It's also one of the hardest ones to answer. What one needs to understand about the situation in Mexico is a relatively high burden of respiratory disease anyhow, and also that a lot of the surveillance really focused on serious hospitalized cases when the virus was first discovered. What was unknown was the amount of infections that were out there in the community that didn't require hospitalizations, and we estimated that around 23,000 people by the end of April were infected.
According to your research, what is the fatality rate of this virus?
So the fatality rate we estimate in Mexico, our best estimate is about 0.4%. That was really based on the data to the end of April. The situation has changed a little bit since then, but most of the uncertainty is coming actually not from really being able to reliably ascertain the cause of death amongst those who did die during that period.
So it's spreading at, would you say, a rapid rate, but killing people at a relatively low rate?
That might be one way of looking at it. I mean, that's consistent with what happened in 1957, with a rough doubling in all cases of the order of 1 week to 10 days.
That was
really, the epidemic to double in size.
That was with the Asian flu in 57.
And that's our estimates of what's happening now.
When you look back right now as to how this swine flu, this H1N1 virus began, your analysis seems to support the evidence that it may have begun over the wintertime in a town called La Gloria in the state of Veracruz.
That's right. The outbreak started around the 15th of February, and the outbreak was finished by the time the virus was discovered at an international level, so it's not been possible to confirm all the other cases. But the course of the outbreak within that village, again, is very consistent with what we know about influenza. It's a very small village of about 1,500 inhabitants, of whom 600 were infected, and were all quite ill, but with no fatalities in that village.
And one final question. For those who felt at this point that the potential of a pandemic was over, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that, I mean, there are still uncertainties. I think the key uncertainty is really over the severity of the disease amongst cases rather than in whether this is going to continue to spread. So we would expect it probably to spread southwards more than northwards. And the other thing we don't know is how this is going to compete when it starts meeting the seasonal influenza viruses. Will the seasonal influenza virus be more transmissible and outcompete them? Will they mix together, or will this virus just spread independently due to lack of cross-immunity? So there are uncertainties, but it certainly looks like we will expect the virus to continue spreading for some time to come.
Christoph Fraser is an epidemiologist at Imperial College London. His study on the pandemic potential of the H1N1 swine flu virus is being released today by the journal Science. Thanks a lot, Dr. Fraser.
You're welcome.